I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Citrix Systems. Go to my PC.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. Ha ha! I'm glad you could join us today on the netcast. We have many geeky things to talk about. And I will admit this right off the bat. I recorded this netcast yesterday, and many terrible things happened in the editing and processing of the netcast, and I finally said, "Fooey!" and just gave up and decided to start over. So I'm recording this netcast on a Sunday, yes, and the one on Saturday will never see the light of day. Anyway, we are very pleased to welcome back our sponsor, Citrix Systems, this time with another excellent product of theirs called Go to My PC. Awesome product. We'll be talking about that more in the netcast shortly, but I am just really excited to have them back as a sponsor. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. I'm going to move this light here just a bit. I have a light here, but it's so close that it's blinding me. And it's making shadows, so I moved it just a bit. It's all a work in progress, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Alrighty then, let's see, of all the things that I have to talk about, let's talk about the primary main cool thing, and that is, of course, drum roll. Ooh, very good, Fred. He actually had a drum roll. Fred, you just don't get anything by Fred, you know what I'm saying? Yes. P-H-R-E-D, Fred. He's an unusual character, but then, so am I. So anyway, yes, the drum roll. The drum roll was about the fact that our Roku channel has been approved. We're now officially in the Roku channel store with drbillbailey.net's netcasts. Yes, as the logo shows there. That's what you'll see in the Roku channel store in the new banner. When you go into the channel store, you'll see it. We've already had over 900 people hook up in the last couple of days. It's only been out for a couple of days, and already 900 people are hooking up. Dude! Awesome! So here's what you do. First, you gotta have a Roku, obviously. You then, of course, because you have a Roku account. That means you signed in with your email address into your Roku account. And then you simply go to the Roku website, and there's a kind of a navigational banner thingy across the top with a button. One of them is channels. You click the channels button, and then you'll see a search box. Type in Dr. Bill. dr.bill, and it will find drbillbailey.net, netcasts. Yes. You'll also find that you'll see our speakfaith.tv channel. That's our other channel that we have. But the geekiness can be found on drbillbailey.net, netcasts. So check it out. Or you can put in the secret code word DRBILLTV, no dot, as it shows here on the screen. Yes, you can also enter that, and you will be able to connect to the drbillbailey.net netcast channel. Now, once you connect, here's my favor that I have to ask you. Please, please five-star us. There's method to my madness. Well, there's usually method to my madness. But anyway, I need you to five-star me because then more people will see that it's awesome and want to connect to the channel. Yes. We must spread the silliness throughout the world. There you go. Speaking of such things, I had a very interesting thing happen last week. I accidentally posted one of my Word of Faith netcasts into my Dr. Bill YouTube stream. Now, I have a Word of Faith one, and I have a Dr. Bill one. And I accidentally, it was an accident, I posted the Word of Faith one in the Dr. Bill one. Whoa! People got bent out of shape. Dude, lighten up. You know, I just made a mistake. So anyway, the geekiness is still there. Don't worry. Matter of fact, I just released a vertzine and a handheld hack. Some of the other netcasts that I do. So go check it out. So that's big news. Man, I am jazzed about that. I was really excited to see that we're officially in the channel store. And that is reflected, by the way, at drbillbailey.net, the website. It now has a whole Roku button there that you can click on and read all about it. So, cool. All right, also big news, more big news. I just mentioned a while ago that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. Tech Podcast is going to be covering CES. CES is the Consumer Electronic Show. And they're going to be announcing all kinds of cool stuff there. Not Tech Podcast, but, you know, the vendors will be announcing all kinds of cool gadgety toys, which I love. Yes. And so the Tech Podcast crew, Todd Cochran and Jeffrey Powers and a lot of the Tech Podcast podcaster gang is going to be there. And they're going to be basically showing us all that stuff live. They're going to be having interviews. And all of that will be available on the Dr. Bill site live. Dude. So all you got to do is go to drbill.tv, as it says right here. Go to that website, and you'll see a little button on the top navigation bar that says TPN CES. You can click that, or you can look down the right-hand side, and you'll see our CES ad. You can click that. Either way, it will take you to a page that will have live video, live chatting, live coverage of CES. Dude, that starts Monday, which is tomorrow. As I record this, I don't know when you're watching it. This is as live as it can be, which is not live. But you'll be able to see it starting January. As I scroll to look at my own ad, January 7th. I don't know what today is. Like, I would know what today is. Anyway, Monday, January 7th, live, we'll have the CES coverage. Dude, I'm excited about that. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we are proud to welcome our sponsor, Citrix Systems, back. I am really excited about the fact that they have joined us again as a sponsor. And I'm telling you, GoToMyPC is an excellent, excellent product. And let me tell you something about it here. You know, the great thing about GoToMyPC is, no matter where you are, you know, we all have to access our office computers. I mean, let's face it, I do all the time. And so when I do, the cool thing about GoToMyPC is, when you use GoToMyPC to connect to your computer, you have access to everything that that computer at work has access to. That means your, you know, your file shares, your even your printers, everything that you would have at work, you have access to. So let's say you've got a guy at work that needs a printout of a document that you have, and you're on the road. You just use GoToMyPC. You print it from your PC at work, and you tell him, go down the hall to the printer and pick up that printout. Dude, How cool is that? I mean, you can do anything that you'd be sitting at your PC to do from Go to My PC. It's awesome. You can get to it from anywhere and from any device. I mean, Android devices, Mac devices, all kinds of things, all kinds of ways that you can get to your PC using Go to My PC. So it's awesome. Now, this special offer, this 30-day free trial, is a really good deal. You need to take advantage of it. So, all of my viewers, all of my listeners can try Go to My PC for free for 30 days. All you got to do is visit gotomypc.com, the website. I'll put it up here. Well, it's on the banner, so you can see it there. So gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. As it says on the banner, podcast. Then download the free app to your mobile device, your PC, whatever you happen to be. And that's gotomypc.com. Try it free for 30 days with the promo code podcast. All right. All right. Let's talk about some stuff here that is pretty cool. There is a computer now, a new computer. I'm going to put a picture of it right here in the corner, right there, the corner. That is the QBox. QBox. C-U-B-O-X Pro. QBox Pro. Now, this company, which is called Solid Run, I believe. Let's see. Yes, I believe it is Solid Run. They created a computer called QBox. And it's been out for a while, but this new one is pretty awesome. I mean, look at how small it is. It's like a little bitty box. You see the comparison with the two quarters there in terms of size? Little bitty box, but it has 2 gig of memory, an 800 megahertz dual issue ARM PJ4 processor, and the processor uses the ARM V7 chip design and processes code in 32-bit chunks. The computer can display full high definition 1080p video. It has HDMI out. So, I mean, think about it. You could use this thing as a media PC, hook it up with your HD TV, and, dude, you would be rocking. So, I'm pretty excited about it. It's only $159. Now, that's a pretty good deal. So, there you go. Now, next item, open source Linux driver. I tell you, Linux gaming is taking off. I mean, it's exploding. A lot of games explode, and they use guns and other violent things. But anyway, but Linux gaming is exploding in terms of popularity. Yes. And the reason is so many people want to move to Linux. And when they do, they don't want to give up their video games. So it's very cool that there is now a driver, an open source driver called the Nouveau, which is French for new. I don't speak any French. Hablo español un poco. And English, well, you decide. Anyway, but this Nouveau driver in the Linux flavor here, allows the use of all of the GeForce chips. And you think about that? Isn't that cool? I'm telling you. I'm excited. And the reason is because NVIDIA's GeForce chips, first of all, rock. Secondly, there haven't been too many drivers out there in Linux for them. And this new driver supports, get it? You ready? 3D accelerated graphics. That means that you can play Linux games as well as you would on an Evil Empire Windows PC. Cool. And given the fact that Steam, as we talked about a few netcasts ago, Steam is now available for Linux in beta, then that's cool. You've got that accelerated graphics driver ready to roll. Okay, speaking of Linux, as long as we're talking Linux, and you know I like to talk Linux, my very favorite distro of Linux is Linux Mint, but Linux Mint is based on Ubuntu, yes, and Ubuntu, it has come, or is coming, to smartphones. Ubuntu Canonical. As you know, I have problems pronouncing that. The parent company of Folk that put out Ubuntu, they have announced that they're going to support smartphones. Now, I don't know. I just don't know if that's a good thing or not, personally. But we'll see. I'm actually kind of jazzed about trying it. Some folks have said that it's just Ubuntu running on a smartphone, and it's not very phone-ish. If that's even a word, I don't think it is. But, you know, my smartphone, which is the good old, and I do mean old, Droid X. It's probably over 3 years old now, is running Android, and I'm telling you, more and more, I'm using this phone for cool stuff. I mean, hotspots with Foxfy, you know, which was a Geek Software of the Week a long time ago. Anyway, and all kinds of other neat things. I've used it for a timer. I've used it for listening to internet radio. I mean, there's just all kinds of cool things you can do with your phone. So I don't know. I'll check it out. We'll see. Next item, VIA, which I am familiar with as a company that makes motherboards, VIA, now has a motherboard. Actually, this is a little bit of old news, okay? This article came out in May of 2012, so it's almost a year old. But it was new to me. I hadn't seen it, so I was pretty excited about it. The board, as you can see here, actually over here, that board is small. It's like half the size of a mini ATX board. Yes, which is pretty cool. Half the area of a mini ITX board. I knew ATX didn't sound right. ATX is like a bicycle. ITX board. Yeesh. Anyway, it was announced that they have this new board, which is, it actually runs the Android OS. Now, it runs, the one that it ships with is 2.3 of Android. Now, this is an old article. It's a year old. But even so, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to, you know, put a later version of Android on it. But it runs Android. It has 2 gig of NAND flash memory. A micro SD slot allows further expansion. And a very tiny form factor. So, something you can do more geekery with. Yes. Next item, Windows 8 sales are slow due to a lack of touchscreens. At least that's my interpretation. They say that it's due to hardware. They say blame it on the hardware. Well, I kind of blame it on Microsoft for coming up with an operating system that is so tablet-centric that you have to have hardware that supports that screen. So unless you A, install Classic Shell, like I did, to make it usable, or B, have a huge amount of money to buy yourself a new touchscreen monitor, then of course people are going to go, I can't use this. I mean, if it wasn't for Classic Shell, I don't know what I'd do with my laptop, to be honest. But at any rate, so yes, Windows 8 sales are a little bit slow, and yes, it probably is due to the fact that it is, they say the hardware in this article, I say that it's that it needs a touchscreen hardware, which they didn't have to do. I almost halfway believe that Microsoft will eventually come out with a service pack that puts the start button back and the programs back. You know what I'm saying? Basically Classic Shell, except they'll add it back in with a service pack. Now, it's just a prediction. We'll see. You may say, yeah, Dr. Bill, get on with the program. You know, get up to speed. Go with a new paradigm. I'm a curmudgeon. I like the old way. I'm always looking at new stuff. We'll see. Whoa! Wow. Geek Software of the Week drum roll is telling us it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Free Opener. Yes, that's not a can opener. No. A free can opener. I don't have a can opener laying here. I don't know why I was looking for one. Anyway, Free Opener, no, is for opening different file formats. Dude. Not only PDFs, I mean, there's a lot of PDF readers. This opens docs, docx's, XLS's, XLSX's, CSVs, all without Microsoft Office having to be installed. And you can not only open them and read them, you can edit them. Pretty cool. You can also watch video files like AVI, WMV, FLV, MPG, not miles per gallon, MOV, and MP4 format. You could watch this netcast using FreeOpener. Yes. It also supports audio files like MP3, WMV, MIB. MIB, no. That's the Men in Black. That's not a file format. And WAV. WAV. Anyway, plus a whole lot of others. Almost 80-some-odd, or actually a little over 80-some-odd, file formats. I mean, it's a useful tool, and it's free. I mean, that's the name of it. You know what I'm saying? FreeOpener. So go there and get it. It's highly worthwhile. Yes. Okay, last item for this week. This is an odd one. A little bit of geek culture here thrown in at the end. There was, let me tell you a story. This was a 15-year-old California teenager and her friend who decided they didn't like their parents' internet curfew, which was at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock after 10, you could not go on the internet. So they thought to themselves, aha, I know what we'll do. We'll crush up a bunch of sleeping pills into milkshakes, and we'll be nice and give our parents milkshakes. So the parents felt themselves getting very sleepy. And it says they went to sleep, but they woke up around 1 a.m. feeling like they had a hangover. Only fell back to sleep after that. They didn't, you know, fully arouse themselves, so they went back to sleep. They woke up in the morning still feeling like they had a hangover. Now, I won't go into the fact that apparently they had experience with hangovers, but that's a whole other story. But at any rate, they figured out something was wrong, so they went and got themselves a drug test. Now, I didn't even know you could go get your own drug test to test for sleeping pills, but apparently you can in California. So they did, and they found out, yes, they had been drugged. So they asked their daughter, and the daughter goes, well, yes, I did do that. So they took her to the police station, had her arrested. Don't go messing with parents, particularly with a milkshake and sleeping pills. I mean, they could have overdosed them and killed them or something. Come on, folks. This is taking internet addiction to a whole new level. Jeez. I'm telling you. So, I mean, it's not really funny in a sense, you know what I'm saying? But it is kind of odd. So it's very much geek culture. They have been arrested. It says that both of them have been booked at the Placer County Juvenile Hall there in California. Rockland, California. Okay, well, that's about it for this week. That's enough, isn't it? So, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.